ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 Chapter 19, entitled The Perfection of Spiritual Knowledge, texts 20 to 24. There is one verse only there, we'll read and repeat that. Shraddhamrita Kathayam Me Shashwan Madanu Kirtanam Parinishtha cha Pujayam Stuti Bhis Tavanam Mama Shraddhamrita Kathayam Me Shashwan Madanu Kirtanam Parinishtha cha Pujayam Stuti Bhis Tavanam Mama Shraddhamrita Kathayam Me Shashwan Madanu Kirtanam Parinishtha cha Pujayam Suti Bhis Tavanam Mama Synonyms: Shraddha, faith. Amrita, in the nectar. Kathayam, of narrations. Me, about me. Shashwat, always. Mat, of me. Anukirtanam, chanting the glories. Parinishtha, fixed in attachment. Cha, also. Pujayam, in worshipping me. Stutibhi, with beautiful hymns. Stavanam, formal prayers. Mama, in relation to me. There is a combined translation for 20 to 24. So I'll read just the verses. 21. Adaraha paricharyayam sarvangairabhi vandanam madbhakta puja abhyadika sarvabhuteshu manmati. 22. Madarthe shvanga cheshracha vachasa madguneranam mayarpanam cha manasa Sarvakama Vivarjanam. Text 23. Madarthetha Parityago Bhogasicha Sukhasicha Ishtam Dattam Hutam Yaktam Madartham Yad Vratam Tapaha. Text 24. Evam Dharmair Manushyanam Uddhavatma Nivedanam Mai Sanjayate Bhakti Konyarthosya Vashishyate. Translation and purport by the servants of Srila Prabhupada. Firm faith in the blissful narrations of my pastimes, constant chanting of my glories, unwavering attachment to ceremonial worship of me, praising me through beautiful hymns, great respect for my devotional service, offering obeisances with the entire body, performing first-class worship of my devotees, consciousness of me in all living entities, offering of ordinary bodily activities in my devotional service, use of words to describe my qualities, offering the mind to me, rejection of all material desires, giving up wealth for my devotional service, renouncing material sense gratification and happiness, and performing all desirable activities such as charity, sacrifice, chanting, vows and austerities with the purpose of achieving me. These constitute actual religious principles by which those human beings who have actually surrendered themselves to me automatically develop love for me. What other purpose or goal could remain for my devotees? Purport: the words Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadika are significant in this verse. Abhyadika indicates superior quality. The Lord is extremely satisfied with those who offer worship to His pure devotees, and He rewards them accordingly. Because of the Lord's generous appraisal of His pure devotees, worship of the pure devotees is described as superior to worship of Lord Himself. The words Mad Artheshva Anga Cheshta state that ordinary bodily activities such as brushing the teeth, taking bath, eating, etc. should all be offered to Supreme Lord as devotional service. The words Vachasa Mad Gunairanam indicate that whether one speaks in ordinary crude language or with learned poetic eloquence, one should describe the glories of the personality of Godhead. The words Mad Artheartha Parityagah indicates that one should spend one's money for festivals glorifying the personality of Godhead, such as Rath Yatra, Janmashtami and Gaur Purnima. Although one is herein instructed to spend money to assist the mission of one's spiritual master and other Vaishnavas, wealth that cannot be used properly in the Lord's service and is thus an impediment to one's clear consciousness should be given up entirely. The word bhogasya refers to sense gratification headed by sex enjoyment, and sukhasya refers to sentimental material happiness such as excessive family attachment. The words dattam hutam indicate that one should offer to brahmanas and vaishnavas first class foods cooked in ghee. One should offer the vibration swaha to Lord Vishnu in an authorized sacrificial fire along with grains and ghee. The word japtam indicates that one should constantly chant the holy names of the Lord. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantigam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Srivasvati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, in this chapter 19, there is a description of Gyan Yoga, the cultivation of knowledge, and also of Ashtang Yoga in the later last part. Yam and Niyama are given, two angas of Ashtang Yoga, and also Bhakti Yoga is given in the middle. So today's verse, these all processes are given, practical activities are given, and it says these all constitute actual religious principles. So, and by practicing these, you can develop love of God. So as we know, love of God is the ultimate goal of human life. Prema Pumartha Mahan. So that's what we are trying to achieve. So how to achieve that? By doing all these activities. So, and few activities in the purport are specially stressed upon. So we'll discuss few of them. Another important thing given in the translation, in the end it says, this is for the surrendered souls. If the surrendered souls follow these principles, they can develop love of God. So what does surrender means? So surrender means following the instructions of Krishna and Guru and Sadhus. So if you follow the instructions, means you are surrendered. So the most important instruction given by Acharyas and Krishna is at the moment in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is Sankirtan or chanting. So that's most important. So as Prabhupada said, you just chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, follow 4 regulative principles, and you can go back to Godhead after this life if you practice it carefully. So this is enough. If you follow this very carefully and rigidly, that's surrender. So as we see in our daily life, we have to struggle to finish our rounds. But if we are careful and do it nicely, so that's surrender. And following 4 regulative principles, so that's also very important. That's not a process of bhakti, but that's essential to bring us to the level of human being. And then it says, by which those human beings who have actually surrendered. So this is for human beings. So to come to the level of human being, at least follow 4 regulative principles. If you don't follow 4 regulative principles, all 4, then you're not at the level of human being, then what to speak about developing love of God. So, yeah, of course, 4 regulative principles are not part of bhakti, not a process of bhakti, but they help us. That's why Prabhupada stressed, just follow these carefully and you can go back to God. So as we see in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita concludes, the last chapter, 18th chapter, is the conclusion, and the conclusive verses, verse 65 and 66, that's the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. And that, as 65th verse is, Man Manabhav Mad Bhakto Mad Yaji Mam Namaskuru. And the last verse is, Sardarman Paritajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Like that, you surrender, and Man Manabhav Mad Bhakto Mad Yaji Mam Namaskuru. You think of me, become my devotee, you know, pay obeisances to me, like that, pay respect to me. So that's how Bhagavad Gita ends, at the point of surrender. And Srimad Bhagavatam starts from that point. So it's Srimad Bhagavatam is like the postgraduate study of Bhagavad Gita. So where Bhagavad Gita ends, Srimad Bhagavatam starts. So there it says, okay, pay obeisances. So how Srimad Bhagavatam starts? The first verse of Bhagavatam, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's how we start the class also. So Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya means I pay my respectful obeisances to the Supreme Lord, Son of Vasudev, Lord Sri Krishna. So it starts from the position of that surrender. And then further by reading, you can reach love of God. If you carefully study Srimad Bhagavatam, hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's the process. So, now we'll consider few of the items given here. So the first, as on the verse on the board, we see, Shraddha Mrita Kathayam Me. So the faith, it says the faith in, firm faith in the blissful narrations of my pastimes. So we hear different pastimes of Krishna in Bhagavatam class and other places. So it says you should have firm faith that what is being spoken in Bhagavatam, that's true. So that's the process. So that we have to cultivate. So initially, you know, it's hard. You know, it doesn't hit very nicely when you say, okay, Krishna did this, Krishna did that. But we don't have the actual impact of that. That he actually did. We don't have much faith in the beginning stages. So, for example, the Govardhan Leela is there. So it says, okay, Krishna is there and Indra sent all these clouds and there was, you know, heavy rainfall and flood was there. So Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill with his, you know, He's just a 7-year-old boy, lifted Govardhan Hill with the left hand little finger. So we say, yeah, very good. Nice pastime. So Krishna is so cute. But actually what it means, you know, if you see, if there is a news, you know, in the newspaper, there is a, you know, strong man, and he came, I think it happened here in Melbourne on near Flinders Street long back, I think. So they tied rope on the tram and he pulled it with his teeth, you know, and so many people gathered, you know. So, and we are, you know, and we consider that a great task, whoa, and we say, oh, very nice done, you know. And if he comes here, we'll be like, oh, wow. That is, he's, you know, he's that person who did that, like that. But Krishna lifted the whole Govardhan Hill and he's standing right here and we talk about other things in front of him. So that means we don't have faith that he actually did it. So if such a person is actually there, how should we behave, you know, and how should we see him? So that's why we don't have much faith. Our vision is not sharp as yet. So there is no problem in that. So that's why this Bhagavatam is there and all these processes are there. If you follow that, you develop love of God. And then we have real faith in these narrations which we hear. Otherwise they look like, oh, very nice story, very nice fairy tale, like that. You know, it's like a mythology, like that. It doesn't have full effect. But if we carefully follow these simple processes, we regularly hear Bhagavatam, we get purified. So how it happens is, as we in the morning we sing Mangala Arti prayer, Guru Vashak prayer, in that it says Shri Radhika Madhavyo Rapara Madhurya Leela Guna Rupa Namna. So this Madhurya Leela or other pastimes, this Leela Guna Rupa Namna, so these are different aspects. So these pastimes, we don't have faith in the Leela because we don't believe that we don't know as yet that he has these wonderful qualities. He has this wonderful form and his holy name is so sweet, like that. So that's why this process of chanting is there. When we chant, the holy name is non-different from Krishna. And in holy name, everything is there. In holy name, there is Guna, Rupa, Namna. So Rupa is there, his form is there within the holy name. His qualities are there within the holy name, it's there. So it's not a mundane sound vibration. That's why it's so important that we carefully, attentively chant every day. Then everything will be revealed. Then this will hit. And when we read, oh, Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill, we'll say, oh, really? Like that. Like last year I went to India, went to see Govardhan. And I was thinking, I saw the hill, it's a huge hill. But I couldn't see, like devotees mention, oh, Govardhan Hill is non-different from Krishna. But I was thinking, am I able to see in that way? I was not able to see. So that's why. It means there is scope for improvement. We have to do some work. So like that. In holy name, everything is there. So once we chant attentively, so the name becomes so sweet and then Krishna's form is revealed. His qualities are revealed. And then his pastimes are revealed, like that. So there is a whole life we can work on that. So but initially it's like we do our chanting, we have to, you know. So we hear that by chanting, what are the effects? You feel liberated, you know. You will become transcendental, you will feel happy, like that. These are the effects of chanting. But we have to be very careful in seeing there is a little difference. So when we chant, we see, okay, two left, you know, one left. It's like a countdown. Countdown of five left, you know. When you, it's like uphill you go, first eight rounds, and then, oh, now, oh, almost done. That's it. That's it. 16, last mantra done, that's it. There goes the beadwork. And we don't have to see the beadwork till tomorrow morning, you know. And I feel so light, So liberated, so happy. I've done the 16 rounds. So that's not the happiness we are looking for. So that's not the effect of chanting. That's not the right liberating effect of chanting. So real effect of chanting, as this chapter says actually, in Bhakti Yoga, the means and the end is same. Gyan Yoga, you cultivate knowledge and you try to reach some other goal. But in Bhakti Yoga, the means and the end is same. So by chanting, what we are trying to achieve is more chanting. We are trying to achieve more chanting. So when we do 16 rounds, we should feel, oh no, it's finished, you know, I want to chant more. Like that. So that's real liberation, real effect. So when we feel that, means, oh okay, we are going in right way. So this japa retreat is coming up. I heard one day you have to chant 64 rounds. So it's a challenge, because 16 itself is a challenge. So let's see. So how to get this interest in chanting? So that's also described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, other acharyas. So unless we chant seriously, attentively, other things won't be revealed. So very important verse of Shikshashtak is Trinadapi Shunichena Tarorapi Sashruna Amanina Mandena Kirtanya Sadahari. So in that the clue is given, how can you chant all the time? Kirtanya Sadahari, how to do that? We feel liberated after doing 16 rounds, but it says chant 24 hours. So how to do that? Tinadapi sunichana karorapi sahishunana. So you have to be as humble as the grass and as tolerant as a tree. So while if you are sitting in a chanting room and everyone is chanting, see, it's good practice, you can repeat this verse in the middle, in the beginning or end, it's very nice. So you can think like, okay, all others who are sitting here, I am lower than them. So if we have this meditation all the time, that whoever it is, who joined after me or whoever, senior, junior, so called. So everyone, if I am lower than everyone, if we have this real servant attitude that I am the servant of everyone, then we can chant all the time and we will get the taste of chanting. So this is the thing. So when we have this attitude, but we actually should don't have this respect or say service attitude for other devotees. So that we have to work on. So in this work, this verse, the purport starts like the words Mad Bhakta Puja Vyadika are significant. So what does it mean? Mad Bhakta Puja Vyadika. So Krishna says, you should perform first class worship of my devotees. That my devotees are worthy of worship. So that's very important. So if we develop this service attitude and we think, oh, all these devotees are, we should worship them. So that's the real service attitude. So Krishna himself is saying, you worship my devotee. So we shouldn't directly approach Krishna. We should approach Krishna through a devotee. So that's the right way. And that's Krishna's opinion also. As Krishna says, there's a very nice verse. He says, Ye me bhakta janapartha, na me bhaktash chame jana, mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamta. So Krishna says, those who think that I am devotee of Krishna, is devotee of me, is actually not a devotee. But those who are devotee of my devotee, he is the actual devotee. So that's what Krishna's opinion is. So also in Prabhupada, in one lecture he was saying that why is it so important? Because these devotees are very dear to Krishna. So if you worship devotees, so Krishna becomes very pleased. So Prabhupada was saying, there is a very common saying, if you love me, you love my dog. devotees are like Krishna's faithful servant, Krishna's dogs. But we shouldn't say it to them, "Oh, Prabhu Mataji, I'm serving you because you are Krishna's dog." But we should have this service attitude, that's the point. So actually, if we approach Krishna directly, that's like a very neophyte attitude. So we know there are three stages of devotees: Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari. So Kanishta Adhikari, he approaches Krishna directly. He doesn't know anyone else. So he says, "There's me and there's Krishna. That's it. We have a direct relation. This rasa is there." But actually it's not there. So he doesn't pay much regard to others, other devotees. So that's the Kanishta or the neophyte platform. But we have to rise to the Madhyam Adhikari platform, in which we clearly see, okay, Lord is there, His worshipful object, and then His devotees are there, His servants, who are actually worshipping Him correctly. So we should develop friendship with them and service attitude towards them. And He also sees there are these atheists, He avoids them, and then He sees there are these innocent people, so He tries to preach to them. So that is very important to develop. Otherwise, if we have this direct relation with Krishna, so-called direct relation, that won't help much in our advancement. So we have to also consider other devotees and try to serve them as much as possible. And also, Lord Shiva also, who is Vaishnava Nam Yathashambhu, is the greatest Vaishnava, he also tells his wife Parvati that there is different types of worships. You can worship go according to different modes, you worship different entities. So some worship ghosts, some worship, you know, pitas, ancestors, some worship demigods, like that, some worship Krishna or Vishnu. So he says, among all the worships, worship of Vishnu is the topmost. So topmost worship is worship of Vishnu. But then he says, better than that, even better than the best, is worship of devotees of Krishna or Vishnu. So that's the best Vaishnava is saying. His opinion is also that. So that's why we should be very careful. Rather than we don't have this taste to serve devotees, one may offend devotees, and that's like the topmost offense. It's called the Hati Mata Aparadha, you know. So if you offend or blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life to spread the glories of holy names. So all the devotees in their way, maybe not direct preaching, this whole ISKCON movement or Hare Krishna movement is a preaching mission. So whoever is associated with it, he or she is actually helping in preaching. So all these devotees are actually worshipable. But if we are not careful in paying right respect to them, we blaspheme them, or just have casual talk about them, that will stop our bhakti. That our this creeper of bhakti will get destroyed. So we do so much, you know, it's like we are trying to, you know, ignite this fire of bhakti every day. Try to chant, it's hard, you know, 2 hours. It's, as Prabhupada says, the process is simple, but the application is difficult. You have to chant 16 rounds, just sit, you know, sit comfortably or stand. There are no hard and fast rules also. But application, keep doing that every day, day after day. That's tough. And attentively. So that's hard. And we do that. But if we blaspheme someone, knowingly, unknowingly, that destroys all the effort. We are trying to light this fire and then pouring water also. So that won't light. So then these pastimes, his holy name, his qualities won't reveal actually. Like that. So there is a very nice story given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. A story of Sakshi Gopal. So in this story there are two brahmanas, two devotees. One is the older one and one is younger one. So the younger one used to help the older brahmana in doing his devotional services, traveling to places of pilgrimage. So, and the older brahmana was very pleased with him. And then he was so pleased, he said, "I will give you my youngest daughter in charity. You can marry her." So then the younger one said, "I am so fallen and poor, but you are so aristocratic. You know, I can't accept this charity. So, and I am doing all this service to you, not because of getting to get some gain. You know, I am just doing this to please Krishna." So that's what that this story tells, that you worship devotees and that will actually please Krishna. So we'll discuss other things also in the purport. Another thing it's given, mad artheshu anga cheshta, you know. It states that the ordinary bodily activities such as brushing the teeth, taking bath, eating, etc. should be offered to Lord as devotional service. So all these daily activities, if you do and you dedicate this, that, okay, I am like your instrument, you know, whatever I am doing, even I am sleeping so that I can get nice rest and serve you. And, you know, brushing the teeth, I am getting clean so that I can serve you. So there is no personal agenda in that also, you know. And then another thing, vachasa mad gunairanam, indicate that whether one speaks in ordinary crude language or with learned poetic eloquence, one should describe glories of Lord. So we should always glorify Krishna's pastimes, whatever we know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yare dekha tarikha Krishna upadesh. That whoever you meet, you tell him about Krishna, whatever you know. You know, whatever you know, you need not be Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Sarvabhauma, you know, then I will start preaching. It's not like that. You can start from the first day. You know, there is like a story of, I think, Shyam Sundar Prabhu's Saraswati, yes. So she was telling everyone, Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Do you know who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's preaching. You know, she is doing in her way. And that's it. This sentence is enough, actually. If we know the real meaning of it, that's enough. We need not read the whole Bhagavatam. If you know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, that's it. So we should always try to glorify Krishna, whatever we know. Another important thing even is mad arthe artha pratigraha, indicates that one should spend one's money for festivals glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, we should spend money to assist the mission of one's spiritual master and other Vaishnavas. So that's also very important. If we have some income, so we see it's the result of our endeavor. So we try to give the result to Krishna, like that. And what is the principle? As we all are Rupa Nugas, so Rupa Goswami gives the principle. He sets an example how to do it. So he, in Nectar of Devotion also you can read, like when he, Rupa Goswami retired from his service, he was a government officer. So he got some wealth, all his wealth was there from his work. And that was like gold coins worth filling a whole boat, big boat. So much wealth he had. So what he did, how he distributed it, 50% of that he used for devotional service and spreading the glories of Lord. 25% he gave to family, relatives, friends, like that. And 25% he kept for emergencies, like that. So we can also apply that principle. If we earn something, use 50% of that for preaching purposes, 50% for family, friends, etc. 25% for that and 25% for emergency. So that's the right way. That itself is hard. So last year in Bhakti Shastri we were discussing or last to last year, I think, Aniruddha Prabhu was saying. So what happens actually, if there is some income, you are earning something, and you have so many bills to pay, so how to give 50%? So it's like, why is it important is, when you give 50%, actually there's nothing, not much left. So then what happens? Because you are pious, you are a devotee, where will you go for help? Krishna, help me. So that's why it's so important. If you give 50%, then you will see, oh, how will I do this, how will I do that? Nothing's working out. Ultimately, devotee goes to Krishna. Krishna help. So that's very important. So if you think it's my wealth, my, you know, my family, for me, then it's very hard to develop love of God. So slowly we should. Suddenly we shouldn't do. Slowly, from 1%, 2%, you know, like that. So there is a nice incident. You know, these sannyasis were there, and they used to go to each house to beg something, you know, and so they knew, you know, where you will get good wealth, where, you know, they won't give anything like that. So one sannyasi was there, he was about to go, so his friend asked, where are you going? He said, I'll go to this house, there's a lady, I'll ask for some dakshina, some donation. So he said, don't go there, she won't give anything, she's very miserly. She won't give anything. You know, I've gone so many times, she doesn't give anything. So he said, don't worry, I'll try, you know. Let's see, I'll try. So then he went, he knocked the door, then the lady came. And he said, oh, mother, can I get some dakshina? So she said, yeah, wait, I'll come back. So then he thought, you know, see, that my friend was saying, don't go, and she is now going to get something. So when she came back and he extended his cloth, she gave him ash, you know, ash. And he saw, first he was surprised, but he said, thank you very much. He said, thank you, and he went and he told his friend that you were saying she won't give anything, you know, see, she gave me something. Then he said, she gave you ash. So this sannyasi said, don't worry, you know. So this lady is getting purified by, so many sannyasis are coming every day, she is getting purified. So previously she didn't used to give anything. Now at least she is giving ash. You know, tomorrow she will give cash. So like that. So initially you should start with little, whatever we can give, whatever time we can donate, you know, whatever energy we can, whatever skill we can use for Krishna. So slowly we can start. It's not like this way or that way. Either you give whole life to Krishna, stay in temple, or don't give anything. So you can start slowly. As we get purified, we can give our everything, because nothing belongs to us anyway. So, like that. So what we discussed today was the surrender, what surrender is, that is following this very nicely, chanting, following four regulative principles. By that, everything will be revealed, the pastimes, and we'll have this faith in Krishna's pastimes. And then actually we'll relish, you know. Now we don't relish actually from hearts the pastimes of Krishna. But if we have this faith in this narration, that's true, what happened, then we'll have, oh, really? That's what happened. And like that. So, and that is developed by humble attitude and serving devotees. You know, as Kesha Prabhu was saying in one lecture, every day we should see, today I'll do 5 menial services for other devotees, you know, give charanamrita or something, you know, small things, get prasadam, they are busy, you know, like that, fold the clothes. Small things, but this helps. Like that. So I'll end there, and I'll ask if there's any questions or comments on what we discussed.
Mm-hmm. explain my first meaning and I say if you have some problem with another way, or it might be criticizing the first meaning.
With a devotee, is it?
Yeah,
with a, do you have a problem? Okay. Yeah. So it's like when something happens with some devotee, so we have now in the heart that thing is there, you know, we have to get it out. So main thing is we have to get it out. So best thing is for our improvement and so that the other devotee also improves, we speak to the authority who is in charge of that devotee, taking care of his spiritual advancement like that. So we tell him nicely that this is what happened, and so that's the best way. So you have taken that thing out, and that's for the benefit of you as well as other devotee. So then the authority or the senior devotee will, you know, ask other devotees, oh, why did you do this and shouldn't be done like this. So then there is advancement for everyone. But if you don't discuss it with the senior authority, you have to get it out, and then you say that thing to other devotee, and that becomes blasphemy. But when you discuss it in a nice way to senior devotee so that the situation becomes better, that's not blasphemy. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.